We are at the People's Commission, Whose Security, Our Security panel and workshops being held in Montreal this weekend in early February. And right now we're speaking with Dominique Péchard, the president of the Ligue des Droits et Libertés here in Montreal. Hello, Mr. Péchard.
Hello.
Firstly, Mr. Péchard, I'd like to know how you became interested in this activism against security.
Well, in fact, I became interested slightly before 9/11 around the Summit of the Americas in Quebec when the police announced the measures that were bound to stifle the rights of demonstrators. So the League organized a watch committee to denounce and surveil the police activity and defend the rights of demonstrators. So I got involved in that. And then soon after that, 9/11 came along with all the measures, anti-liberties measures and rights and measures against the rights of citizens, and so I continued being active in the League in this context.
You're participating here today in a panel discussion on terrorist watch lists as a mechanism of political and social control, and with respect to those watch lists, I'm curious to know, when did these watch lists first appear and why in Canada?
Well, they appeared first in the United States right after 9/11. Before 9/11, the wanted terrorists on the American list were no more than a dozen or two dozen, something like that. And after 9/11, the whole thing went out of exploded when the United States set up a system whereby anybody who had a profile which was considered a risk to national security, independently of whether the person had done anything or not or was about to do anything, were put on lists. So all the agencies in the United States started putting people on lists based on risk assessment. And the fact is now there's about a million people on the American terrorist watch list.
How does the existence of these lists affect the Canadian citizenry?
Well, it affects Canadian citizens because people are put on these lists without knowing they're put on the list, without knowing what agency put them on the list, and without knowing why they were put on the list. So we have the situation where Canadians have found themselves blocked at the border or else prevented from boarding a plane because they were told they were on the list. And they don't know why, who put them there, and there is no effective redress mechanism.
Do you know anybody to whom this has happened?
Well, there are several Canadians who came forth in a monitoring group, a monitoring activity of problems at the borders, and it's called Traveler's Watch List. You can find it on the internet, and there are many case histories related there of ordinary Canadians being prevented from boarding a plane, either often because simply they had the same name as somebody who was on the watch list.
Travelerswatchlist.com, something like that?
Yeah. Travelers Watch List. Type that in Google and you'll find the more information on those on problems which are met by Canadians at the border.
So when people arrive at the border and they're finding themselves caught up in this situation of being on some kind of a list, are they told as to how or why they ended up on the list at that point?
No, because that's Kafkaesque. It's like the security certificates. I mean, for national security reasons, you don't know why you've been put on the list, and you don't know who's put you on the list, and especially if you're Canadian and the Americans have put you on the list, then you have no access to redress, because Canadians who have been prevented from boarding a plane because of an American list, but if they've been prevented from boarding a plane in Canada, then when they address the American authorities, they say, well, it's not our problem because it hasn't occurred on that American territory. So even though it's an American list, you're blocked in the Canadian airport, and then they say, well, it's not our problem. So you're pretty well stifled, and you can't do much about it.
Can't do much about it. Are there precautions we can take in our lives on a daily basis to stay off of lists?
Not really, because, for example, in In 2006, the American network CBS got a hold of the American list, and there were 45,000 names at that time on the list, the no-fly list, and they found among the names a very ordinary name, R. Smith. And then they convened in their studios all the R. Smiths they could find in the area, and they all had problems boarding the plane because of their name corresponded to somebody on the list. So you could be a Canadian R. Smith and have problems. And when Canadians have addressed the authorities, asked what to do, often they've got the answer, well, change your name.
Change your name. That is Kafkaesque. Thank you very much, Dominic.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
We've been speaking with Dominic Péchard, president of the Ligue des Droits et Libertés here in Quebec, and also presenter at the People's Commission, Who Security, Our Security, panel discussion on terrorist watch lists as a mechanism of social and political control. My name is Haroon Blake.